This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Turkey's expelled the Israeli ambassador to Ankara and suspended all military ties to the Jewish state. Tensions soared after a United Nations report into a deadly Israeli raid on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla last year found that both sides were to blame. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's expulsion of the Israeli ambassador, along with the severing of military ties with Israel, was announced by Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in a short statement to the media. We are reducing our relations to second secretary and we expect the ambassador to leave by Wednesday, he said. The move follows a leaking of a UN report into the killing last year by Israeli forces of nine Turks who were taking part in a flotilla of ships seeking to break Israel's economic blockade of the Gaza Strip. The UN report, which was officially released Friday, coincided with the deadline given by Ankara for an apology from Jerusalem and the payment of compensation to the families of those killed. Davutoğlu said that Israel was ready to meet their demands on two occasions, but divisions in the Israeli cabinet prevented agreement. The UN report said Israel used excessive force, but defended Jerusalem's right to enforce its Gaza embargo, something Turkey hotly disputes. The Turkish president, Abdullah Gül, strongly condemned the report. Such a report does not exist for us. He warned, Turkey is the most powerful country in the region. We will not only protect its own rights, but also the rights of all the people in need. The international community should be aware of that. That warning came after Davutoğlu said Turkey would take measures to ensure free maritime movement in the eastern Mediterranean. However, the Turkish foreign minister refused to explain how exactly Turkey would do this. Diplomatic columnist Semih Idiz says such ambiguity will cause concern.
But it does suggest that, you know, the Turkish Navy will be patrolling the area and obviously against the Israeli ships. You know, some groups may decide to force the blockade, relying on Turkish intervention.
The Turkish Islamic Charity, the Humanitarian Relief Foundation, or IHH, could be key to determining what direction Turkish-Israeli relations take. It owns the Mavi Marmara that was stormed by Israeli forces to deadly effect. Hussein Uruç, deputy head of IHH, welcomed Ankara's tough stance, but said they have no immediate plans to send more ships to Gaza. But he did not rule it out in the future.
We are working on the humanitarian needs. If we feel that the Gazan people need, we can go, of course. Still, we have a boat.
The IHH withdrew the Mavi Marmara from this year's attempt to break Israel's Gaza blockade at the last minute. That withdrawal is widely believed to be the result of pressure from the Turkish government. Ankara had hoped that Jerusalem would meet its demands. Now that seems a distant dream, despite intense pressure from Washington for its two close allies to make peace. With the troubles in Syria continuing to deepen, another crisis could now be looming between Syria's neighbours, Turkey and Israel, the region's most powerful countries. Dorian Jones, Deutsche Welle Radio, Istanbul.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.